Victoria by Daisy Goodwin. Read by Anna Wilson Jones. Prologue, Kensington Palace, September 1835. A shaft of dawn light fell on the crack in the corner of the ceiling. Yesterday it had looked like a pair of spectacles, but overnight a spider had embroidered the fissure, filling in the gap, so that now it looked, she thought, like a crown. Not the crown that her uncle wore, which had looked heavy and uncomfortable, but the sort that a queen might wear, lacy, delicate, but still strong. After all, her head, as Mama and Sir John never ceased to point out, was extremely small. When the time came, and there could be no doubt now that it would, she would need a crown that fitted. There was a snore from the big bed. "Nine, nine," cried her mother, wrestling with her sleep demons. When she became queen, she would insist on having a room of her own. Mama would cry, of course, and say that she was only trying to protect her precious Drina, but she would be firm. She imagined saying, "As the queen, I have the household cavalry to protect me, Mama. I imagine I will be quite safe in my own room." She would one day be queen. She knew that now. Her uncle king was old and not in good health, and it was clearly too late for his wife, Queen Adelaide, to produce an heir to the throne. But Victoria, as she called herself, although her mother and everyone else called her Alexandrina, or even worse, Drina, a nickname she found demeaning rather than endearing, did not know when that time would come.